Okay, so let's dig in. Welcome again. Again, this is why your family health coach may be more important than your doctor. This episode, I'm always excited for anything that I present to you. But the reason why I'm excited to present this to you today is because this is what I do. This is my profession. This is what I've chosen to do. And I don't even know if I wasn't doing it before, because now it's more sort of along the lines of being classified as a family health coach. But I think I kind of always did this. It's sort of like when people have, different callings and they always felt like they were doing this in some capacity of their life. You know, even as children, sometimes people say, yeah, I was sort of doing this, even, counseling my friends when we were kids, or telling them how, maybe you shouldn't eat that, or kind of thinking about things like mechanical things, or loving landscape or the earth, or whatever it was they ended up doing later in life. There's always that inkling that you're gonna carry on with that if you are following your heart and really what you're truly here to do, your passion, your purpose. But I think that this profession, and I'm gonna call it a profession, it's more like a way of life. It's more like living my purpose. It's more like doing what I'm here to do and serving how I need to serve or want to serve, or contributing my creativity to the world. Has always been in the capacity of, I guess, health, and maybe before it used to be mental health, and more so along those lines, not knowing that physical health was so important, or even that I even cared about it at all, actually. I mean, it's sort of, but it wasn't really at the forefront of my mind, that's for sure. But anyway, I explained that all in episode one, I believe. So if you ever want to know my story, just go back to episode one. But the topic here today about, the importance of a family health coach, I truly, truly mean that. I mean it when I say that family health coaches are extremely important, especially now. In a time where we find ourselves really disconnected from our own inherent knowledge and, what we, our confidence, I guess would be the word, in our own ability to make decisions about our own health care. And so, we rely very heavily on authority figures and, people who have designations that sound like they're smarter than us. And, it just in professions where, we think that there's a lot of schooling that goes into that, or some governing bodies, but really missing the point that we are human beings. We have instincts. We know what's good for us and what isn't. We can synthesize information. We can, we can make decisions according to, what we see in our own family, and observe, as long as we're listening and thinking, So, not to say that professionals are not useful, and that's what actually I do. I actually do family health coaching professionally, but I really, what the way that I feel is the best way to work together with families is, again, to work together as a team. And that way, we're all empowered, and it's a much more cohesive, connective, personalized approach to, being somebody's, I guess, support system. So that's what we're here to do as professionals, is to support you, not to, take over your decision-making capabilities. We're not here to tell you what to do. And again, I always say, I'm not here to tell people what to do. I'm here to tell people what they can do. So, okay, so what is a family health coach, or what is a health coach in general? So we're very, I guess in the 80s and 90s, we saw this surgence of business coaches and lifestyle coaches. And so these were the people that were in that specific population of people that wanted to just like shine brighter than everybody else. And it's more like, being your best self, and not necessarily a competitive thing, but more along the lines of like seeing what your limitations are and exceeding those, or actually not even seeing limitations really at all. It's more like, let's see, because we don't really know what those might be unless we bump up against them. So it could be way higher than we would ever expect. So people, we're hiring people to teach them, or to coach them, not teach them, but coach them and encourage them to be their best selves. And so we see that in business coaching. We think that's pretty, common. I mean, people shell out thousands of dollars to get business coaching, and rightly so for the right business coach. that can get you to where you want to be in your business, because they know, one, about business, and they know, two, about how to motivate and encourage and inspire people to, you know, really go for it, and also make them these plans, or help them to make plans of action that actually get them to their business goals. So now we see that happening with health coaching, right? We have coaches who help people to uncover what they want, discover, to assert what they want to achieve in their health. And it could be anywhere from recovering from debilitating disease to, you know, being, you know, a triathlete, you know, like, and being their most, like, just like biohacking and being even superhuman. You know, people have all kinds of goals, but it's the coach's job to figure out what those goals are and help them to attain them, you know, by way of information. So knowledgeable about health, right? That coach needs to know about health, and also know how to encourage and inspire and, you know, help their clients to actually get to the point where, you know, they're meeting their health goals. So that's what health coaches do. So there are many, many, many different kinds of health coaches, though. So it's sort of like the Wild West. I call the internet the Wild West, and I call health coaching the Wild West. There's a few things in life right now that are really not really well regulated. And I'm not really one for regulations anyway. But sometimes it helps people to decide, like, do I need a health coach? Do I need a this? Do I need a doctor? Do I need a blah, blah, blah? It's good to know what, I guess, capacities people work in and what their definition is, so you know if what you need, right? You know who to seek out and to get the kind of support that you need. So, but there are so many different kinds of health coaches. Some, and it really depends on how they've been trained and who they are, right? And what maybe their background is. So if someone's gone through a specific health coach training program, you can know that they will likely know or understand the information given from that particular school. So if you're looking for a health care coach, you just want to know where they went to school. I'm not looking for like so-and-so certified or whatever. That's not really my criteria when I look for someone who's a health coach. I look at where they went to school and what that curriculum was, and who they studied with. That's really important to me too. Was it a school that they just kind of downloaded all this stuff, or was it somebody teaching them personally and mentored them? I'm gonna sound really biased here, which I don't care. It's my show, I can say what I want. Just kidding. But my coaching program, I teach people how to do this, and my coaching program is very individualized. It's very personalized. I only take a certain amount of students. I have a very specialized vetting process of application, and this is not so that people are competing with each other. It's so that I can see where they're coming from, and if this is the right fit for them, because I'm looking for people who are creative, innovative, smart, willing to learn, open, holistic, and you know, I just really have a drive and a passion for doing this kind of work. So different schools will have different things that they teach, different lenses on health. There's so many. I mean, there could be holistic, there could be functional medicine. Some of them focus specifically just on lifestyle, which can get you like 80% of the way, even if you have a chronic illness. But sometimes we need someone who has a little bit more specialization in functional testing, or, you know, looking for root causes to be able to help to fine tune a healing plan. So there are varying levels and of expertise, different areas of expertise and different levels of knowledge, right? So just look for someone who's going to meet your needs. And even the people who are, and I'm not going to even say even, people who are doing things just with lifestyle intervention and the basics of supplementation, let's say, and changing diet, those people will get you 1,000 leagues ahead. I mean, don't even think that that's going to be benign, because it totally and completely isn't. And those changes will actually help to clear up your brain, your body. You start to feel, like I said, people can get 80% of the way, you know, or even 100%, depending on what the problem was in the first place. But some people are more trained in, you know, some of those other aspects that's not just physical, right? So maybe mental health, emotional health, trauma, you know, energetic stuff, you know, quantum, like we could go into that. We're going to go into that in another episode. But those are all the things that I pull together for my clients as well as for the students that I teach, because I think that all of it has a place. So we need to know something about everything. And then that way we're more able to, you know, seek out supports and other ways of toward healing for our clients and families that we're here to help. So, all right. So throughout I already explained this in episode one about my story and how I really came in. I grew up in this system, right? Like, in systemized thinking, you know, I was in the school system, you know, obviously governmental system, like as we all are as citizens of our countries. You know, I grew up in pop culture, right? Like I didn't have like a really deep roots in other cultures, that except for maybe my Trinidadian culture, which is completely foreign in a way to how I grew up in Canada. So I have family in Trinidad, but I grew up in Canada very differently than they did in Trinidad. So, but lots of those cultural ties still, you know, pulled through me and my family even until today. I grew up in this medical system where, you know, there's a pill for an ill, and I've explained all that in episode two. So, but what I found when we had our big healthcare issues, this systemized, you know, way of viewing health was completely failing us, dismally, you know, and it was depleted. The medicalized healthcare system just didn't do what we needed it to do. We felt alone, and I didn't feel desperate at all, because I'm kind of used to feeling alone a little bit, you know, and that's not the best thing, but you know, feeling alone in my pursuit of something more, something different. I always, I don't know if it was always, but from a very, you know, at least early teens, I started to think about, you know, is this right? Does this really make sense? Is this all there is? And so when we had big medical diagnoses, I knew for a fact, I didn't even question it, there's way more than what I'm being told right now. But what was lacking for me, and what made it, you know, actually harder to even get like a couple of strides ahead, was that I didn't have support. And even if in my own family, because my own family, although, you know, struggling their own ways, you know, depending on how close they were to the people who were diagnosed with specific things in my family, you know, or their own belief system, or their own, actually, what was even more so was that they lacked belief or hope, right? That there was anything else than, you know, dealing with this, coping. It's not even dealing, coping with this diagnosis forever. And I was like, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. That's not even the same language I was speaking. So I was pretty alone in that. And I even had some pushback from family and friends, you know, a couple of instances that were actually borderline traumatic, actually, I'm thinking about right now. And a lot of pushback in the medical profession. Not to say that everybody's going to get that, but I didn't have any doctors that were really well medically trained. And the ones that were holistic were very much systemized. So it was like 15 minutes, you're in and out. It's kind of bothering me if you call my office. You know, we don't have any supports or like case management or anything like that. So every question I asked felt like I was being a burden, but I didn't care because I needed answers. So really what I did was, I did care, but I mean, what I meant that is it didn't stop me. So what I did was I went outside of those systems, and I thought there's something else. And one of my friends, actually, she was listening to a podcast, and it was called Underground Wellness at the time by Sean Croxton. So props to you, Sean, if you ever listen to this. He doesn't do the podcast anymore, but I listened to all of them, and there's like, I think like well over 100, and I systematically listened to all of them, and they weren't all particularly about diabetes or about depression or about addiction. But whatever it was that added to my knowledge base, it actually opened up some more understanding about our particular situations. And that was when I really got that there's this whole holistic approach to health. Like, there's a specific set of you know, Usual Suspects, which we'll talk about in another episode. There's and then it kind of affects us all in different ways depending on our epigenetics, you know. So we do have a genetic propensity, but epigenetics sort of turn, like, you know, it determines how we live, what we ingest, all that stuff determines whether or not those genes are expressed or not, or overexpressed or underexpressed. I'm going to talk about that in another episode too. But I really started to understand that there was something more. And so that's partially my story, how I started to move outside of the system, because there is no such thing as a health coach in our healthcare system. It's really, you know, there's no room for it. There's no time for it. There's no money for it. And there's no real understanding about the need for it. So that's why I came up with this healthy family formula. And actually, I had someone helping me, you know, figure things out with my business early on. And that's where this name came about. He suggested that I use this name because this was a formula, because he was like, well, what is this all about? What are you doing here with families? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to get them, you know, to feel more empowered in their health, where I want them to be healthy. Well, what are you doing to do that? Well, I'm giving them information, which was one thing I did not have. Unless I sought it out, like, you know, I wasn't handed it. I mean, that's okay. We're all big people. We can seek, we can search, we can, you know, read, you know, we can listen to things. We can get informed. So I'm not saying poor me. I'm just saying that this was not information that was offered to me. It was actually often, negated, you know, saying it's not important. It's like, it's silly to think about this stuff. Yeah. You know, like, this is a honeymoon period. Everything's going to get worse from here. There's nothing else to know except for what I'm telling you, which is nothing. So that's one thing I feel that a lot of parents are without, is information. Second thing was support. Okay. So information and support, which is, you know, anything from personalized, I mean, well, it isn't anything from personalized. It always is personalized, really. You know, it's a person to person. It's not just a number. It's not just a, I would never call someone a patient, although I'm not a doctor anyway. Patient? Ooh. And I even shy away from the word client, but there's no other way for me to say people that work with me, right? So it's personalized, you know, we're people, I'm a person, they're a person, we're chit-chatting, we're developing a relationship. There's a sounding board, right? So that's how I act as a sounding board. That's what I needed. And I had some, but I never had a consistent sounding board that I could just say, call someone up and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? I had some people that I knew at the time who were actually professionals, like naturopath, etc. But I felt like I needed to pay her because obviously that was her profession. So, you know, so it was a little sticky trying to figure that out in the beginning. And then someone to troubleshoot with and encourage me and understand me, you know, like not just like as a patient and a doctor to a patient who's never had a child who has type 1 diabetes. I mean, that's actually really interesting that a lot of the conditions that people are, you know, aiding people with or giving information to or, you know, guiding them about, they've never actually experienced. So, yes, there is science to be known and, you know, the typical symptoms and the typical relief or, you know, treatments. But really to be in those shoes and to actually feel what it feels like to be depressed, to have a child who has a chronic condition, to have symptoms of ADHD or autism or whatever, that really brings you to a level of understanding that makes you much better to help. And so you don't have to have had all of those things. I'm not saying that to, you know, and you don't have to find a health coach who has, you know, had all these trials and tribulations, but they do need to be on that level of having been through something on their own, or at least understanding that process and coming to this relationship as just that, as a relationship. So, yeah. Okay. So the connection, you know, needing that connection, knowing that you're not alone. And then also, you know, things like group programs that can lend community, you know, and that's why people do things like have, I guess, support groups, right? I think that's really important as well. And then patience, you know, but this is how I work, okay? I like to call, I mean, I'm kind of one of those butt whippers, but at the same time, super nice. Like, so not nice, that's not even a good word. Nice is a very bland, benign word. I wouldn't say that. I am friendly. I am, you know, I hope people are comfortable with me and I want them to be, and I'm not here to give anybody heck. And I understand that there is a process to healing and not everybody can do 14 steps at the same time, and most people can't. So there needs to be patience, but also a good little kick in the rear. You know, you can do this. Like, I don't want to, you know, as my dad would say, Trinidad, from Trinidad, mama guy you. I don't want to placate you. I don't want to tell you what you want to hear. I do want to be patient and encouraging, but everybody needs a kick in the pants. That's why I actually hired a personal trainer 3 months ago, because I practice a lot of yoga. I've jogged, I walk like an hour a day when it's nice. Okay, I'm a fair weather walker, I'm going to admit that. You know, all those things. I used to play rugby. Like, I'm very active. I've always been very active with my children throughout their lives, but I needed someone to kick my butt. I actually wanted a coach because I was like, I'm just doing the same stuff. I'm not pushing myself anymore. And I need that little push. We all need that. We need a little kick in the butt. So that's what a health coach does, is kicks you in the butt saying, hey, you're still not sleeping. I'm pretty sure you need to sleep. So that's a really useful thing, you know, and some accountability. I'm going to back up really quickly too, okay? Healthy family formula, okay? Information and support. I didn't mention anything that I wanted to say about information. It's not just anything, right? Like, I mean, of course we can read anything, and some of the stuff out there is just drivel. Like, some of it's actually harmful. Some of it is, you know, opinions that are, you know, can actually lead you in the wrong direction or stray you, like pull you away from really useful things. Like, I'm just gonna say it, whenever I see something about vitamin C being benign and not useful and that it goes against all of these, you know, what we should be doing when we're dealing with something like infection or the immune system, I'm just like clicking X and I'm closing that window or shutting off whatever is whoever's saying that. It's just total garbage. And so we have to know what information is good, what is censored, what is, you know, maybe harmful, what is limiting, right? Oh, well, you know, diet means nothing. Actually, no, that's completely false as well. Like, some of these things we know to be just completely untrue, and some are up for interpretation. Some are to be applied to specific situations and not others. Of course, though, that's why a health coach is really good too, is because these health coaches can help you to figure out those nuances. What's appropriate for you? Right? It's personalized. So this information, it needs to be quality. It needs to be, I also think, too cutting edge. Even though it's holistic and natural in its roots for sure, cutting edge ideas and how we come up with certain, you know, solutions and just a new understanding. So of all these things that we naturally felt or we see happening in the natural world, there's like a scientific understanding to this now that, you know, validates it for people who want to see that, right? Validated in studies or, you know, in research or whatever. But I like a lot of these cutting edge things that aren't even actually recognized in the scientific field, because some of them actually move into the quantum. They move into light and to, you know, how our cells speak to each other energetically and how we can harness that and nurture that and encourage those sorts of processes to take place in the body. And that takes a really deep understanding of how the body and nature works. Not all health coaches are going to know that, but a lot of them are going to understand that if they're using lifestyle medicine, if they're using holistic practices, or even trust that they, you know, this is what it's doing, but not quite exactly all the science behind it. And I, you know, I try to teach my health coaches as much as I can about that, but to be very open and understanding that this is going on, this natural process of the body and these cutting edge, I guess therapies and practices that can actually, they're really just compatible with nature. And then, you know, you want a health coach that's always learning. So again, this is coming back to information, always learning. Inclusive, right? Instead of exclusive and arguing and, you know, oh, this is the only diet. Everybody has to do keto. Everybody has to do GAPS. Everybody has to do paleo. Everybody has to do low carb. You know, some of those diets have a very, they have huge success rate for specific people. But there's never anything that's like never one diet that's going to be good for everybody or the right one for everybody. And sometimes it changes. So we're going to talk about that in another episode too. But you know, we need to understand all of it so that we can decide what's best for the individual. And empowering, right? So again, I don't want to just have a codependent relationship. I don't think any health coach should have a codependent relationship with their clients. That means that, you know, they're going to have to, you know, use your services for the rest of their lives. I mean, I want to actually not, you know, have someone well enough that I don't have to see them until the next time they have a little tumble or, you know, in their health or, you know, checking in. And I think that that's where we really need to get to that point. So checking in is very good, though, again, because so that ongoing support is really important. But it doesn't always have to be as intensive as it is when you're first kind of getting your feet wet with all these changes that could be that are being made when there's a health challenge. All right. So again, you know, you're teaching your chicks how to fly, right? They need to fly, jump out of the nest. They need to fly. Or I love this, picture that I got from South Africa when I was there, and it's three children in a boat and they're holding up a fish. And when I left to, with some family, we were going to a family wedding and I had to leave my children behind. Well, when I went on this trip, and I brought these back as a symbol of, you know, mom left, but I hope that, you know, you were good when I left. Like, obviously, they were with their dad and family. It left for a few weeks. And when I came back, you know, I hope that you were good when I left because I taught you how to fish, right? So it's that whole concept of learning how to do it yourself so that we're not exhausted as health coaches continually doing this for other people. And that's another thing with the healthcare system is that we don't teach people how to fish I'm not part of that healthcare system, but people are often not taught how to fish. And they become dependent on the system. And really what we should be teaching people is how to be independent, autonomous thinking, empowered people in their own health process. And then that third thing, okay, so information and support, super important. The third thing would be organization. And again, I call it getting your poop in a group. Like my friend, I have to give props to her, Cindy, who taught me that. It's like something I love to say. So when you're getting organized, it's like the chaos is lifted, right? It's less stressful. You enjoy it more, you know, the whole process of just going through these steps and you see the progress, you know, you can tell, okay, is this supplement, let's say, working? Well, I've been doing it for a week and this was my first step, and, you know, or the first step is to get some better sleep or whatever that might be. You need to be organized and be able to track, map, you know, be able to know how long it took for this to happen, or even actually know what the symptoms were in the first place, because sometimes we even forget, you know, later on we're like, did this work? And you're like, well, I don't even know what my symptoms were. You forgot. And then, so if you go back and you can see where you came from and how far you've come, then it's just actually sometimes your jaw will drop. You know, you never think you would forget, but you do. And so, you know, organization is key, you know, even just to have a supplement regimen, even to have meals planned, or, you know, start a new exercise routine or some kind of therapy. It needs to be organized in a way that's doable. You know, it's sustainable. It's realistic. And I don't mean realism as in like limiting. I mean, sky is the limit. But realistic in that, can you do this, like, physically? Will your child comply with that? You know, can you afford it, right? So a good coach can help to sort all those things out to make it sustainable, affordable, realistic. Because there's always, if you have a goal, there are many different ways to achieve that goal. There's not only one way. So, okay, to wrap up, I'm going to just answer that question, you know, the statement that I made, you know, at the beginning of this whole episode. So why, you know, is your health coach more important than your doctor, and why? And I mean, I'm going to say that all providers are very important parts of the team. And this is what happens, right? You know, when you have, when everybody, I mean, we're all connected. We all kind of need a team on each of our healthcare team. I'm going to say team 100 times. Okay, so we need different people on that team. It's like having a quarterback and, you know, all the different people playing different positions on that team. We need that, you know. So, but you're, I really see the health coach as more of like a partner, right? And a guide and helping you to put it all together, right? So you've got all these different team members and you're like, okay, well, are you still seeing your massage therapist? Okay, well, you maybe you could do that because you're finding this pain creeping in, or, you know, you need, and just different ideas, you know, to bounce around. But that health coach can help you pull all that together. And then as well as execute it, right? So again, you know, like, well, what do you need help with? You know, maybe you should make yourself a supplement chart or put this note on the fridge, or, you know, talk to the school about getting your kids off of, you know, the internet more, you know, and maybe print out some stuff from school, you know, to get them away from that EMF and stuff. You know, there's so many different things that, you know, could be, it's kind of a good idea to write it down. I'm a list keeper, you know, to stay organized. So when you return home, because when you return home, like from your visits and, you know, you're seeing these professionals, it can actually look at first maybe really exciting for some people to go, hey, I've got this plan. But then sometimes it can be overwhelming to people at first because they don't have step by step. So your coach can help you work through things step by step. But sometimes it's underwhelming too. Like you lose your chutzpah, you lose your desire to do it because it's like, well, is this really doing anything? Like, do I really care? And that happens a lot. So this is another way that coaches can help. So you can have all these practitioners, you know, and we really need them, their expertise to say, this is going to help, that can help. You can come for a chiropractic visit. You can come for red light therapy. You need this, you know, whatever consulting. But really, in the end, it's you who actually does the work and keeps up the momentum behind your healing plan. And so a coach can help to keep that going. So yeah, I think that they're more important because without the coach or without, you know, that support, it's really tough to make anything, any kind of, you know, health plan from any other professional actually, you know, again, be sustainable and keep its momentum. So yep, tooting our health coach horn. So, all right. So I'm going to end there because we hit the 30 minute mark and I'm just barely making it with my 30 minutes. I'm not even, I'm actually 2 minutes late now.